happy were you with the first team?
Well, you know, we were trying to, as an offense, you know, go in each week and get better. And I think that we showed some improvement there. We finished drives with touchdowns the way we wanted to. And, you know, the offense did a better job this week.
What's the key to the timing being down? A lot of guys are saying you just simply practice getting a lot of time in last week that helped everything come together.
Well, you know, as an offense, the more time you're together, the better you're going to be. So we're taking it one day at a time, and we're still getting better as we go. And the short week this week, we're trying to make the most of every opportunity to get on the practice field and get the timing down with everything and just really become, you know, come together as one, as an offense, as a whole football team.
You think the first unit, you think it's, if it had to play Pittsburgh tomorrow, it's ready?
Well, I think we're ready to play right now, but you always like, you know, a couple more reps here and there. But they made some improvements, and that's what we're looking for.
Mike, can you talk about the progress of the first team from the start of camp until now and kind of what you've seen?
Well, I think, you know, it's great to be able to go against our defense, the way they're playing and things that our defense is doing schematically. We see a lot every day. It's not just the same thing over and over again. There's a wide variety of different schemes that are running over there. So they've thrown it all at us, which is great because you see the mistakes you made early in camp. Maybe there was missing a protection, a pickup, whatever it is, and now, you know, we're not missing that anymore. And it's just a matter of playing together as one and communicating. You know, it all starts up front. We've said that from day one in the meetings. You know, the offensive line will take us as far as they can take us because without them blocking up front, whether it's pass protection, the run game, you know, we can't do anything. So they've done a nice job of really gelling together. And that all comes with experience. And the more snaps they play together up front and us as an offense, the better we'll be.
Peyton pre-surgeries to Peyton now. Can you tell any difference?
Well, you know, we knew when we signed him, you know, what we were dealing with and where he was at that point in time. And, you know, he said from day one he's getting better every day. And we're still, and we're going to say the same thing that way, you know, right now. He's going to take it one day at a time and continue to improve and develop the timing and everything with the receivers. And we're going to continue to build our offense.
Are you disappointed by the amount of drops on the Sunday?
Definitely. That's something we have to eliminate. You know, I think we had 7 drops in the game. And the way we want to throw the football, we can't have that.
It seems to be an interesting battle at tight end, especially with Cornelius and Julius Thomas deep there. Julius didn't even play, though, on Sunday. Can you talk about that battle and how those two guys are doing?
Well, they've done a nice job. You know, they're both young players, and so they've been here for a while now with us, and with the changes we've made this offseason with personnel and everything, they're fighting for a spot, and they've worked extremely hard with Clancy Brown, the tight end coach. He's done a great job with them, but they're young players that have a bright future ahead of them, and they're trying to get better every week and make the most of every opportunity they get.
Is it a very tight competitive battle right there?
Well, you know, I think when you're at the spot we're at right now, it's not just that position. There's a number of spots on the roster where you start to kind of say, okay, you know, you got to play the what if game, you know, and kind of look at the big picture down the road, how things are going to be, you know, how you're going to fill your roster spots, you know, and that all works itself out in the long run. We had another game to play this week, so we'll figure that out after that.
How much difference can that game make for someone on the bubble? Can it be a big difference, or is it really just the accumulation of camp?
Well, it's really a combination of everything. We're gonna evaluate everything, you know, as an organization, and you know, injuries always comes into play. Also, you don't know how this last game's going to pan out, or injuries from a previous week. So you might have thought, hey, you're going to keep this number at a certain position, but because there's an injury, you might be short game week, and now another guy's got to step up. So you got to take that spot somewhere else. So it's big for everybody, you know. And it's like we always tell everyone, hey, it's not in our football team. Everyone is playing for the entire league right now. It's a job interview for everybody because there's going to be a lot of guys out on the street, unfortunately, come Friday. So everyone's got to play their tails off and say, hey, it's got to be play as my last play opportunity. And, you know, as an organization, we have to make tough decisions. But that's part of our job.
With Caleb, was getting him time with the first team O-line receivers, was that the plan all along?
Well, you always want to be able to do that because you want to let the guys play with the best. And, you know, in certain situations in preseason games, you get in there later in the game, sometimes there's some breakdowns, there's some mistakes. Whether it's a protection, whether it's a route, whether it's a poor decision by the quarterback, so you know he misses a receiver, he's going the wrong side, whatever that is. But whenever you can get a quarterback to play one-on-one, you know, play against the best, that's how you get a fair evaluation. Because he's playing with more experienced guys that probably know your system better than anybody, and then it's full speed.